Could it be? They had sort of gotten used to wild and wonderful things in the last 3 years of their lives. They're walking along with Jesus and he passes a leper, and you're not supposed to come close to a leper, but instead he goes up and he touches the leper and their leprosy is gone. One day when he was preaching all day long and it came to the end of the day, thousands of people turned up to hear this speaker. And the message was phenomenal, and they were hanging on every word, and they couldn't go away, but it was evening, and they hadn't eaten all day, and so the disciples found this little basket of some fish and bread, but nothing for even just the 12 of them, let alone everybody else that was out there, and all of a sudden, somehow Jesus just multiplies this food, and it keeps coming, and they feed 5,000, and there's a basket left over for each disciple. Crazy stuff happening. This guy has to be from God. This has to be the answer to our prayers. This has to be the Messiah. Excuse me. He didn't fit the mold that they were looking for. They were looking for some guy in armor with a big golden sword that was going to charge and take over Rome and defeat Rome and set up Israel as the rulers of the world. In a way, it was about them. We will conquer. And we will rule. Sometimes we're in that same reality. We hear good news. It sort of sounds right. It sounds amazing. You've heard people say this. And if you happen to be one, I want you to think about this carefully. Yeah, I've heard that Jesus stuff. When I'm old and I've lived my life, then I will consider him. Or, yeah, there's no way he would accept me the way I am. I've got to straighten out. I've got to fix myself first, and then. Doesn't work that way. You know, when Jesus picked his disciples, he didn't run to the Sanhedrin and to the Pharisees and pick the cream of the crop to be his followers and his leaders. He went out to the Sea of Galilee and picked a couple of fishermen. Fishermen was kind of a low-ranking reputation and job, and they were by no means rich or influential in any way. And then he goes and he picks a tax collector. This breaks all the rules. He broke all of the man-made rules that were made up but were not actually true. Did you catch that? Yeah, Jesus was a rule breaker. He did not break one of the commandments. He broke the human invented rules that says, on Sabbath you can only walk this far. On Sabbath you can't do any work. And when he healed somebody on the Sabbath, that broke their rules, but it did not break God's rules. We have all kinds of ideas about God. We have all kinds of perceptions about Jesus, church, religion, the Bible. Some say it's filled with errors. Those who say that have actually not read it. They've only followed somebody's made-up rules. If you ever come across somebody that says the Bible's full of errors, you ask them to tell you one.
Well, I don't know. I'm not the expert. I've heard that there's full of...
No, tell me one. And if you decide to believe in a made-up Jesus, a made-up God, and follow a human-made religion, you will reach a dead end. Now, admittedly, the disciples and his followers kind of thought they had reached a dead end. For 3 days, they sat and just wondered, what's really going on? What are we supposed to do? When the women came to the tomb on Sunday morning, they weren't coming expecting what Jesus said. Jesus had told the crowds and his followers, 3 days, I will be in the ground, but I will be back. They weren't coming because they were expecting to follow what he said. The women were coming and they had their bottles of ointment and perfume and oils that they were going to, because they had to quickly bury him on Friday, because if they didn't get it done before sundown, they were breaking the Sabbath rules. And so they quickly wrapped him up and put him in the tomb. But the women were coming on Sunday morning, the day after Sabbath, to finish the job and caressingly and lovingly anoint his dead body. Even though, and this is kind of cool to me, even though their faith was the faith of a mustard seed. What do I mean by that? He said some things. We think they're true. We don't know what to do about it, but we're going to love him, respect him, and remember him with all of our hearts. And we're going to trust that God has a plan. And they went to anoint his body faithfully. I find it fascinating that it was the ladies that showed up first. Sorry, guys, sometimes, and I also think that sometimes in our spiritual journeys, the ladies are quicker to trust. Guys kind of lag behind sometimes. But the ladies showed up, hoping, wondering, not knowing, prepared to do the right thing. And the tomb was empty. And what was their first reaction to the empty tomb? Yeah, it's true. No, that wasn't their reaction. Who stole the body? Who took it away? We can't anoint it now because somebody stole. Mary herself turns to who she thinks is the gardener to say, where did you take him so we can go do what we need to do? They didn't know exactly where to put their faith, but they were going to stick to it. They didn't walk away. They didn't say, well, he's dead and gone, let's go home. They stuck around so that they could go and anoint his body. The disciples too were hanging around. They just weren't bold enough to actually come to the garden, not that early on Sunday. But the tomb was empty, and there was a spark of hope. And then God rewards Mary for her faith. The first person to show up. The first person to come. We sense that she's the one that organized and brought the ladies along with her to the tomb. And when they didn't find the body, the story that John tells seems to be that the other ladies sort of departed and weren't sure what to do. The angel said, go tell the disciples he's risen. And so there was all kinds of processing going on in their minds. But Mary turns and Jesus, in a way that only she could understand, says, Mary. In the tone of his voice, the clouds dropped from her eyes, and she saw, it's Jesus! And she runs and she, this amazes me. You know, there's that song that talks about when we get to heaven, what will we do? You know, some will be jumping and praising and some will be bowing to the ground. Mary just ran over and gave him the biggest hug. And he had to say, Mary, back off. Yes, it's me. I've got to go to the Father and take care of some business, but go tell the disciples, I am here. You have touched me. I am real. I am physical. I am resurrected. I am alive. And all of a sudden, hope was rekindled. I don't know where you're at in your experience. If you have been following Jesus for most of your life, and you're simply at that place where I can't wait to get home and I don't know if I'm going to hug him or if I'm going to stand and praise or if I'm going to just bow on the ground. And if that's you, use today to celebrate, to remember with a full heart, and to realize that he left you behind to go love on other people and live in a way that they will see a little bit of Jesus in you and at least cause them to scratch their head and ask questions. But if you're here today and you're just kind of still not sure, well, hang in there. Keep that mustard seed of faith and explore a little bit further, because you're going to find that that little bit of hope can burst into something that will fill your heart and your life more than you could ever imagine. Join the worship team as we sing a couple of songs that reflect on that joy and that anticipation.